Daf Tesvav Amud Aleph, the Mishnah on the bottom of the Amud. Bakel Oisin L'Chayayin, one is permitted to make L'Chayayin out of any material, Afilu B'Dovah Sheyesh B'Ruach Haim. Even though it's a Baal Chai, one can also make a Lechi out of a Baal Chai. V'Rab Meir Oisa, U'metamei Mishim Goylu, Na Baal Chai, if one will make a Baal Chai a Goylo, we'll see exactly in Rashi what a Goylo is. Rabbi Meir holds that a Baal Chai does not become a Goylo and doesn't have Tumas Goylo. The Kaisvan Olav Gitei Noshim, a person can write on a Baal Chai Gitei Noshim. For example, one can write Ala Keren Shel Shoer, and to give over the shoyer. Rabbi Yosi Aglili paisel. Rabbi Yosi Aglili holds that a keren ha-shoyer, a Baal Chai, one cannot write a get on a Baal Chai. Zogt Rashi, umetame mishum goylo, imaso goylo lekever, metame la'oylom ba'oyl kemeis atzmai. If a person made a Baal Chai, a goylo lekever. Now Rashi Shita is that a goylo is the kisui ha'ori. The Rabbi Netam Shita is that a goylo is a matzeve ala karke that is showing that there's a meis kovor tachtov. So let us go again to Rashi. Imaso goylo lekever, he made this a kisui ha'ori, metame lo'oylo. So it is always metame. Ba'oyel, it is metamer tumes oil, kemeis atzmai. So that means, if we're speaking about a person had a Baal Chai, and he was miyachid this Baal Chai to be a kisi for an oren ameis, so a little later he ended up with a better kisui, and this Baal Chai now comes into a cheder mekure, so the whole cheder is tomei, from the goylo, because it's metamer bo oil, kemeis atzmai. Vafilu nitol misham. Afilu, this, it is not serving any more a purpose as a goylo. But since it was once a goylo, so it has stuck to it, la'ilam tumas goylo. The sanye beperik pahema mekashe. Kola sheyiga al pnei asode. Lerabais goylo vidoifik. So I was a little nisoyre. Rashi starts off by telling us two halachas. Halacha number one, a goylul is metame, afilu ba'oyul. Halacha number two, va'afilu nital misham. That even though it is not serving anymore the purpose as a goylul, it is still metame, two big chedushim. And then Rashi brings the sanya bepek behema mekashe, kol ashe yigal pnei asode, so lachayre, kol ashe yigal pnei asode, is tumas mage. So where did Rashi, if Rashi wants to prove these two facts, where did Rashi see this in the Pasuk? So I saw the Rambam in the Ravid, in Hilchas Tumas Meis, says from the Kol HaShayigas Tumas Mage, Al is Tumas Oyel. That it's mile over it, that is Tumas Oil. So Rashi brought down the Makayr from Tumas Oil also. The Rabbi Netam we mentioned before is Chaylik on Rashi, and he holds that Goylo does not mean Kisei Ha'orin, and he holds that it means Amatzeve, that is Shittas Rabbi Netam. The Rabbi Netam in Ksubis asks Akasha and Rashi, how can you say it means Kisei Ha'orin, so how does that fit in the Pasuk Pnei Hasode? Where do you have a kisui ha'orin al pnei asod? That's the Rabbi Netam's kasha in Ksubis. So Taisvis brings there a teretz to for Rashi that pnei asod is coming after it was nitel misham. That means there's a chiddush by goylul. Afilu, it is not serving anymore a purpose of goylul. It was taken away. Now it's pnei asod. Now it's pnei asod. Vashteitzach. Verkehrt, the kash is gufa teretz. Now, the halacha, that even though it's nitel misham, it's still metame tumes goylo, this is nisrabe from pnei asode, because now it's not serving anymore a purpose of kisi horim. So Memela Rashi is very meduyik, the two halachas that Rashi said are nizbara from Al and Pnei Asode, that we learned to Miss Oil Nafilo Nitl Misham. Rabbi Meir Metayer, the time of Rabbi Meir Meforesh Mesech Suke Bekulu Mishum De Kasova called Mechitze Hoimedes Perua Chayim Eina Mechitze. A Mechitze that is supported by a Ruach Chaim does not have a Teiris Mechitze. I saw the Sfas Emes Klerza Shaila, what will be the halacha if one will be permitted to use a koire from a Baal Chai according to Rameya? So what is the Shaila of the Sfas Emes? The Sfas Emes says, because since koire mishume koire, so it could be it does not need Hilchis Mechitzes. So this is only a din in Hilchis Mechitzes, but Keire Mishum Keire could be, it will be good, or could be it won't be good. Now what the Mishnah speaks about L'chayayim, because that's practical, you can take a behemoth, to take a behemoth and use it for a Keire is not too practical. So he has two tzad, it could be a Keire will be good, because it doesn't have Hilchis Mechitze, or maybe the a Heker also needs, it. The Heker is, it should look Mechitzedik, even though it's not a real Mechitze. But if it's possible in Mechitza, I'll take it, it's also possible. That's a Sufik in the Sfas Emes. I'm just wondering what the study a Sufik on. I mean, we hear a Machloikis before, if Lechi Mishum Mechitza, Lechi Mishum Mekere, the man, the Yoma, that holds Lechi Mishum Mekere, who just said Rove holds Lechi Mishum Mekere. So how did he learn Pshat in the Mishnah? So Kolchoch, you see that even you hold Lechi Mishum Heker, something that is possible in Mechitza is possible in Heker also. So lechayre, I don't see klar a difference between lechi mishum mekayre and kayre mishum mekayre. Lechayre, they should be the same din, and it should be totally in the machloikis ramei and the chachamim. Zakh the Gemara. Tanya Rabbi Meir Oimer, kol davar sheyesh bayru achayim, ein oisin oisai leidayfen lesuke, bloy lechi lemovoy, leipasin lebirois, this is Rav Meir Shita, because all these are types of mechitzes, and a mechitze that is oimed beruach chaim does not have a hilchus mechitze. Mishum Rav Yosei glili amru af en kais min olav gitei noshim. My time at the Rav Yosei glili, the sanye, we learned in the barais as follows. It says, because of lo sefer krisus, sefer ein li ala sefer. So sefer means klaf. So I would think that a get can only be written on klaf, ein li ala sefer, minayin l'rabbeis kol dovo, that one is permitted to write, afilo not on a sefer, on a eitz, on a niyor, talmud loimer, v'kosav lo mikol moke. See, v'kosav is a klal, a generality, then it says sefer is a prat. So we'll see Taisus, it's really a klal prata klal. So memele, we are mar bekol dov. In kein ma talmud loimer sefer, if it's a klal prata klal, in idum ye de prat, so what is sefer memayit? Loimer lecho. Ma sefer dovo she'ein bei ruach hayim, ve'ein ei oichel, av kol dovo she'ein bei ruach hayim, ve'ein ei oichel. So we are memayit, something that does not have ruach hayim. And it's not an oichel, so this is nismayiv. This is according to Rabbi Yosi Aglili. The Rabbanon that hold that one is permitted to write a get on a Baal Chai, so what do they do with this meat of Sefer? So the Rabbanon miksiv ba Sefer, if we would say in the Posik, because of law ba Sefer, so then the Sefer is telling us in what than what you write on. You write in a sefer, and a sefer is klav. So memele, then we'll have a klav part of klav. That's what they would say, ba sefer. Sefer ksiv, the sviris dvorim ba'al mehudiyosa. Fakert, this is not speaking about the material on which the get is written. It is speaking about the nusach haget, because of law, sefer krisus, a sipo dvorim, a sipo, a sviris dvorim ba'alme. So we don't have any limudim on which materials a get can be written on. V'rabonon hay v'kosav lo maido shibe. So Bishloim, according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, so Basefer is a miyut, a prat, so therefore we need v'kosav lo, a klal, we can write on anything. Because we'll see the v'kosav is miyuta, because it says in the previous posik, v'kosav lo, this is repetitious, v'kosav lo sefer krisus is written two times in Kiseitse. One after the first husband and one after the second husband. It says mamish the same thing, v'kosav lo sefer krisus, nothing beyond. So memela we darshan, so the second time is a yito. So according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, it's coming to tell us that one can write a filo not on cloth. But according to the Rabbonon, I don't have a miyut to begin with. So why does he have to say because of law my do shibe? Umi boy lay biksiva misgareshes va'ena misgareshes bekesef. That the pasuk is telling me because of lo sefer krisus that dafke aish is misgarish to chashtar b'ksivim misgarishes v'ainim misgarishes b'kesef psal kedaitach amine hoyil ve'iskish yitzia l'avaye. Since it's a hekish v'yotze v'oisa ma havaye b'kesef af yitzia b'kesef kemash melom that's because of lo. Let us see Rashi davar. Zot Rashi v'loy goylo lekever kloimar imaso goylo ein shem goylo chalolov letame. It does not become a goylo. Goylo hu kisui shenoisnim daf alameis. Sefer v'kosav lo sefer krisus. Sefer mash meklav. How do we know that sefer means klav? Kedachsi v'ani kosev ala sefer b'dyoi. So sefer is klav. That's the Rabbi Yisigli. Chachamim od yaviksi because of lo krisus ba sefer havi mashma megila. And then we'd have a mashmois that it should be written on a cloth. Aval hashta d'chsiv sefer, not ba sefer, hay sefer sviras dvorimu. V'hochi mashme, v'kosav lo divrei krisus. Sefer krisus means divrei krisus. Avaloi kovaloi mokeim lekoisvoi. But the Torah did not specify on what it should be written on. V'meila mashme b'chol mokeim sheyirtze yichtevenu. So the Gemara asked, according to the Chachomim, v'kosav lo maido shibe. So what do they do with the v'kosav lo? Kiven the sefer, laf, klaf, mashme. There's no mashmois of klaf. It doesn't say ba sefer. Memele, oloi kovoloi klaf. So the Torah was not kaveh klaf. V'chol dovo mashme. So one can write on anything. V'lo molei lemichta v'kosav l'rabbeis kol dovo. Why did he say because of the rabbis? Lichte v'noson lo sefer krisus. So the Gemara says no. Because of is coming to tell us something else. B'ksivim misgareshes v'ainim misgareshes b'kesef. Im noson lo kesef v'omar isgar shiboy. V'hoisol ishacher haynu kedushin. So I would think mahavaye b'kesef. The gemarim b'maseches kedushin kicha kicha misdei Ephraim. So I would think, who adin, that the gerishin should be bekesef. So therefore I have a gzeres akosuv, beksiva misgareshes, veina misgareshes, bekesef. Zoktoisvis. Talmud loima, vikosav lo mikol moke. So vikosav lo is a klal, that is malbe, that one can write on anything, even though it is not klal. Bimtoima, veima, vikosav lo klal, Sefer prat, ein bechlal elamashe beprat, sefer in, midi achin eloi. So forget, duchere, this should be a klal o prat, which ein bechlal elamashe beprat. Vieshloima, venosem biyodo, chozel bekolo. Nosem biyodo is a klal. Av al gav, deloi maisi bebrais elaklola kamen. So luchere, if that's the whole lumdus of the drosha, That's a klal prat a klal, so the Baraisa should have brought it. Ein lochosh. The chiyai gavne ike bekedushin bepeire kame, the ktoni bebraise ein li elo marzeya, hasul vahasira minayin tamad loyma, volokachto kol dovo haniker biyat, umashme, bosa hochi de mechlalo prat a klal dorosh, the kama bnasata bosnoi chosu vekolo. But the beginning of the Braisa just brought down Marzei and Volokachto, and the Braisa was not Marich to bring the complete Rosh. Ma Sefer Dovor She'ein Boi Ruachai. The Perek Bakoil Ma'al Gabi Meiser Sheini Babokor Ubatzoin Nokat Tzad Shol Pri Mipri V'Gidulei Karka. He says, by Kesef Maisa Shaini, so we learn how to klal prat a klal, tumye de prat, ma prat pri mi pri, vi gidu le karke, bo katsain is called gidu, then is gadol min a karke, afukim dogim, afukim kemeim a patriois, so it's not pri mi pri, al koponim, we darshan, we take one nekuda of boker vatsain, and this nekuda is necessary. Doesn't have to be boker v'tzoyim, but this similarity, it has to have pri mi pri v'gidu lekak. Per kama desukye gabi chagigye, noket ma chagigye dovo sheini mekabel tume, v'gidu le min ha'oretz, hakei lefi ma shedoyme lechachome. So, what is bothering Tosfos? So the Yavetz, Agos Yaivetz says as follows. Ratzoloima imkein ochenami eime ma sefer gidulei karke v'loi lemayet ruachai. Let us say a sefer is also gidulei karke. He says a sefer comes from cloth. And in klaf and so behemoth is called gedulei karke. So let us be memayit gedulei karke. You need gedulei karke. V'loy lemayit ruachayim. He says we see a behemoth has in itself a mile of gedulei karke. So maybe that's the criteria. By boker v'tzoyin, it's balechayim is good. Gedulei karka is also good. So memele, if I kept maybe say if it's coming to those, you need gedulei karka to be mayit dogim. Something that's not gedulei karka. Or avonim. So that's what Tosfos answers, that to be madgish, what the iker nekude is of the prat, that was nitten lechazal, akol if yimash edoyim lechachomim. That means, if a person will learn abstractly the protim, in the chanami, he can make a big mishmash, and he can dash, and he like this, and he like this. And from the etzem prat, there's no gilui. But that Chazal knew how to tie up, if this is used for a prat, which nikude, the Torah wanted to be madgish, in this halacha for the prat, that Chazal, that's totally lefi das chazal. So memela, therefore, we could have the same type of problem, could have balechayim, and once we're mamayit one nekude, and once we're mamayit a different nekude. That's how Sabian Kiban Musim Salem Shat and Taisus. The Rabbonon, hai ve kosav lo my ovdi. What do they do with the kosav lo? Fektaisis avogav de itztach lemidrish bekosav lo lishmo. We need the bekosav lo to tell us b'chal yiksiva lishmo. Trei bekosav lo ksivi. There's another bekosav lo by the second zivug. V'hod darshin ba megarish bekosav lo v'loi lo l'chavoto. Osam dorish milod bekosav hochel. There's a second law. Here it says bekosav lo. So here we darshin this lo v'loi lo l'chavoto. Shouldn't be a wholesale get. Bechsive misgareshes v'loi bekesef. So Tosfos, ach droshe loi osye ela l'rove. A rove needs this droshe to tell me that you can't be megarish bekesef. Avol abaye nafkelei beperikama de kedushin misvore. the Ains a Neger, Nase Kateger. Es ist dabei, es ist das Wort, that you can't use glue as a scissors. The Ains a Neger, Nase Kateger. If the Kesef is the Dova HaMa'achet, or Mekasha the Tutsdodim, you can't use this same Kesef to be a Mavdil or Mafred Ben Shnei Atzdodim. So Abaya holds misvore that you cannot use the Dova HaMa'achet to be a Mavdil and Koiris. So according to Abaya, you don't need this drosha of Bixiva Mizgareshes, Vaina Mizgareshes, Bekesef, because misvore I can figure it out. Aye, Bezay is doch schwer. This is going according, not according to Abaya, according to Rav. Umikol Mokim. So we're back to the kasha. So why do you need the vikosav? Let's say v'noson, let's say v'krisis. Mikol mokim labayin amiyitzach vikosav v'ksiv. V'ksiv amizgareshes v'loi b'chalitze. Because b'emesin, there'd be a kal v'chayma. Madach yevomen. Sheine yoytze beget, yoytze b'chalitze. Ishe she yoytze beget, einedin she teitze b'chalitze. So Akal V'chayma would tell me that she should go out b'chalitza. So therefore I need a miyud because of lo b'ksiva miskareshes v'loi b'chalitza. V'ha de dorish lo b'reish kedushin de'ein yoytze b'chalitza mi'sefer k'yursa. That the Gemara is a different drosha. Who drosha? Rabbi Yosi Aglili. Fakir, that's going according to Rabbi Yosi Aglili, because the mashma hoche. The Gemara is going to say soon from Rabbi Yosi Glili Darshan Sefer Kersa and the Varacha Kersa that from Rabbi Yosi Glili Darshan from Sefer that she's not in his garish bekesef also. But not get law and why did the Gemara chapon Rabbi Yosi Glili's drosha? Mishim David drosha pshuta tvei. Amol the Gemara brings down a drosha even though la aloche we don't pass like the drosha. But since it's a more poshet drosha, so the Gemara brings it down to tell us the halacha. V'chein derech hashas, k'da ashkem b'achoyvul, the maisi kro, the nureo beiso v'yo legabi chavol. The Gemara says, how do we know if someone is choyvul bebitoy, that the dmei achavol goes to the father, so the Gemara darshens, b'nureo beiso v'yo, kol shvach nurim lo v'yo, shvach nurim means, the monetary benefits that she gets because she was nechbal also belongs to the father. Ubereish kedushin kama, the Gemara says you can't darshan monetary schusim from this posik because this posik the baforas nedorim udachsiv. This posik is speaking about baforas nedorim, and so the memoinim yisura layafinen. And therefore, pikein the Gemara in Achayvur does bring down this drosha. So weiss the chayis that. Sometimes Chazal bring down a drosha, which is not the correct drosha. This is a pashtus, it would seem like that. Some of there's a different drosha, which Chazal were not matriach to bring down. And the same thing, bereish, peirik, echod, dine momenis, dorish, derias, negoim, b'yoim, that a koyim can see a nega b'yoim, or state mi b'yoim, herois boy. The Heinrich Abai, the Perkame, the Moid Cotton. The Shovek, the Rosh, the Rov, the Dosh Hosom, the Dersiv, Kenega Nira Li, the Loy Loiri. That one can see Behedye without the assistance of a light. So Memele, so we see again that the Gemara brings Droshes which are not 100% Oiskalten Laloche, but since the Haloche is Emes, so the Gemara brings the more Poshet Drosh. Al Kaponim, the Gemara said the while that according to the Chachomim, who do not need a klal of the Kosav law to tell to the Malba other materials that one is permitted to write a get. So the Kosav law comes to tell us, Biksiva misgareshes, many misgareshes bekesef. So let's go back to the Gemara. V'Rab Yosi Aglili hai svorim in olay. How does Rab Yosi Aglili know this svorim? That Kesef does not help by Geirishin, and for the Gemara, Nafkelei mi Sefer Krisis. Fakat he darshans that Sefer is Take speaking about the material in which she's which is Dvorim Anichtav, so we can darshan Sefer Kirso, the end of our Acha Kirso. The Rabbonon Hai Sefer Krisus, mi boi leile dovo hakeires beinoi lebeino. The Rabbonon darshan from Sefer Krisus a different aloche. That with the Geirishin, they have to be movedal. There can't be a dovo that is mekasher these two tzdodim. Look at the sanye. Hareze giteich al menash shalai tish tiyayim, al menash shalai tilchi lebeis ovich la'olam, ein ze krisus. If the tnai was, see the lomdas and rashi, that la'olam, she's forbidden to drink wine or to visit her father, so memele, so there's a chason in krisus. Kol shloishim yoyim. If this meniye was only a mugbol dike meniye, only for a zman mugbol for 30 days, hareze krisus. So al kaponim, so the chazal, the chachamim darshan from sefer krisus, that they need a dava keres beinoi lebeino. Rabbi Yosi Aglili, that darshan from sefer krisus, sefer kerso veindova acha kerso. So how does he know this halacha of a dova hakeres beinoi lebeino? So he darshins mikores krisus. There's a double drosh. It's kaset sefer kores. I learn one drosh, not a sefer krisus, so I can learn out both droshes. Verabonon kores krisus loy dorshi. They don't make two droshes out of the lotion of krisus. Zogt Rashi, mi sefer krisus, medachsiv krisus somach le sefer, ledova hakeres beinoi lebeino. Shlo yatil tnai beget, sheyekashrem yachet. That there should not be a tnai that is being ma'agid these two together. Ela divrei avdola yehu. The get should bring about avdola. La'olam ein ze krisus. What's that wrong? The kol yomeo kshura boy. She's still mekusha. She's still governed by him. She's still affected by him. Shemach mosoi hi nimnas milishto isyayim. That she's not drinking wine kol yomeo because of him. And if she will drink wine, she'll be married to him. So Mamela, the marriage is still affecting her. She's still being governed by the previous marriage. But if the tnai is only a mugbol dik tnai, a reza krisis miyat. If lemaisa with the get, they will eventually become moved though. So mamela there's no chason in the get, and since the get was given now, so mamela, so she's megureshes now. Zogt Tosfos al menas shleitelchi lebeis ovich. Teima dohimeis avia loichoshiv su beis avia. Tosfos, we just learned that when is there a chason of krisus? When it is loilam. But if it's only for a certain zman, so there's no chason of krisus. Tosfos, he may savir lechoshiv su bei savir, kedesanye benedorim bashutvim. Koinem lebeis chosh ani nichnas, sot chosh ani lekeach. Meis, so in Hilchus Kainomis, in Hilchus Nedorim, if the neder was on Beischa, so it's called Beischa, because mana belongs to you. When he dies or sells it, it's Ois Beischa. So Mamela Beis Avio is only because man it's Beis Avio. The Taisus Yishonim says that Teretz on Taisus Kashe, Bishema afilu hochi ein ze krisus, given the bishas geirishin ein yedeya shayomus avia kaidim. That doesn't make it krisus. If I would know for sure that the father's going to die before her, so then that's equivalent to shloishim yoyim. So there's a zman that she's not mekusha anymore with her previous husband. but it could very well be that the father will die after her. So memele, so therefore, there's still a chesaron increases. That's what the Tosfos Yeshanim asks. The Rishash asks a emeir de kekashe. He brings a gemara in Gittin. The gemara says in Gittin that if a person will say, kol yemei chaye ploini, al menashe lo tishte yayin, kol yemei chaye ploini. So the Gemara says that's called krisus. Aye, it's very well possible that the ploini can die after her. The afal pikein, that's already called krisus, since the get is not being mekach, it's not muchach. You don't need muchach the other way. Since there's a possibility that she can shuckle zech up from her husband, so already that also gets a shame krisus. It doesn't have to be muchach that she'll be able to. The possibility is also called a krisus. So it lies by akasha. V'yeshloima the base of v'yakruyim kol yaitze chalotzov. Because chsiv v'toma does not mean base of v'yah, does not dafke mean the terminology base of via is not the same terminology as we say by konomis koinem le beischo shani nichnas. There it's take beischo. Kozman et shehu shelcho base of via kruim kol yaitze chalotz. Kedersiv betoma shvi almona base of icha. Afal gav de kroy muchechi shekvar meish shein. So Taisva says, Beis Avicha is lav davke, could be Beis Bechlal, doesn't mean a house, it means Beis Aaron, Beis Halevi, for the Mishpoche. Shvi Amone Beis Avicha, Menashloi Teilchi Le Beis Avicha, means you shouldn't go back to your Mishpoche. So Beis Avicha is a general terminology, you shouldn't go back to the Mishpoche, just like it says in the Posik Shvi Almona Beis Avicha, and then Shame was Nifta. So the Ritva says, he says, Taisvis Teretz is Emes V'yatziv, if he said Beis Avicha when the father was dead. Because that's the Raya from Toma. Toma, they said Shvi Almona Beis Avicha, and Shame wasn't around then. So Zicha, there Beis Avicha means the Kol Yaitze Chalotza, because he can't mean Beis Avicha. He says, but it's not muchach that's the case by us. If the father's dead, tak, and he says, amanash lei teilcha lebeis avicha, so then it means tak, the way they meant by Tomo. But if the father's alive, and he said beis avicha, maybe their beis avicha, tak, it means beis avicha. That's what the Ritva Tain is on Taisus. The Teres Chaim says a very interesting teretz on Tosfos Kashe. The Teres Chaim wants to say as follows, that afilu we will assume that the halacha of Beis Avicha applies only kozman the father's alive. When the father's dead, it's not called Beis Avicha. So the Teres Chaim, but the Emerson, the t'nai is a t'nai la'olam. That means she's never allowed to go back to Beis Avicha. So that novus is, ich hab nicht kein Beis Avicha. It's if the father died, I don't have a Beis Avicha. But that does not make it krisus. That means mitzad his t'nai, she's mekusha la'olam tim. She's never allowed to go to Beis Avicha. Amenash leitish the yain shloishim yoim. So forget the t'nai is only mikasha you for 30 days. Here you're bound forever. You're never allowed to go to Beis Avicha. Now it could be the father will die, so there won't be a Beis Avicha. So sefelten hechetimze, but it's not. That's not migareya the t'nai. Since the t'nai is a t'nai elomi, so sefelten krisus. That's what the Teres Chaim wants to emphasize with kash. Rabbi Yosi Aglili mikores krisis kosher lari. In the Gemara says in the Rabbi Yosi Aglili mikores krisis kosher lari. The begitten bereishem megarish kamal al rabbon and rabbeloze ben azayin the kores krisis loydosh. They don't darshan kores krisis. And over there, Rabbi Yosef Glul, Bechlal Hanan Rabbon, and here it says he does dash in Koros Krisis. Because of course it says Krisis, so there's two drushes. Bishloime, the Hosam Kama, Leidoshi Lahi Drushe. That drushe, Leiboy, the name Leidoshi Leiklal. That drushe, the Rablazim and Azai dashes from Koros Krisis, that they don't dash. Zogt the Mishnah weiter. Shayora Shechonso Bebika. Ashayora, Amir Shayora, Stachsim, the Ritter brings us three people. Shechonso Bebike, and they were Shaivis in Abike, and there's no Mechitzis, and they want to be Metalto Shabbos, because they're Kamalis. Vikifua, Kli Behema, so the Kli Behema, the saddles, and the other Chafetzim, we have a very nice picture in the Pirish Chai, on page 34. So we have the Makif, the Behemah, and the Kli Behemah. So we have a very nice tzir, what we're speaking about. And they want to be Makif, this area. Metaltal and Besoicha. So they're permitted to be Metaltal. Ubulvad, but you have to make sure she a gather Gavoya Asorat for him. That these Kli Behemah have to be high 10 for him. Below ye pirzois yeseiros ala binyam. There should not be more pirzis than binyam. Poritz meruba loimed is also. Another halacha. Kol pirzo shehi ke eser amois, muteres ne shehi ke pesach. That means afilo, there's no problem of poritz meruba loimed. You have Oymed Kipporitz, or Oymed Merubah Laporitz, but it is only good when the Pirtze is Eser Amis. Because till Eser Amis, Neshu Kepesach, gets a Teres Pesach, and if it's Poritz Koymed, Oymed Merubah Poritz, so it's good. But Yeser Mikan, if the Pirtze is larger than 10 Amis, also, because then it has a Teres Pirtze, the Teres Pirtze never helps. Zogt Rashi, V'loye Pirtzeis Yeseires ala binyan. Ba'afilu hein Pirtzeis Ktaneis Pchusais Me'eser, but al koponim, it's Poritz Meruba Loim, it is also. Kol Pirtze shi ke'eser muteres, b'mnei shehi ke'pesach. V'shei ba'oimed rav aleihem. I don't understand this Rashi. Rashi seems to be saying that you need Oymed Merubah Laporetz. First of all, I don't know why Rashi went into this Machloikis. Was it Eiskefeld? Number two, we pass in Poretz Koimed is good. Number three, the Gemara says the Mishnah is Mashma that Poretz Koimed is good. So I really don't understand why Rashi says over here, B'shei Ba'oymed Rav Aleyem. Should be more Oymed. Yeser mikan asure pirza achas oiseres kola hekif. There's one pirza that is larger than 10 amis, so that asses the whole hekif. Afilu kula yoimit. Ke meforish bebraise lekama. Even though it is kula yoimit, one pirza can destroy the whole hekif. Zok de gemore. Itma, porutz ke oimit. Rav Pope Omar Mutter, Rav Huna Bereid, Rav Yeshua Omar Osa. If you have a area which is surrounded by mechitzes, and the Mokim HaPorutz is equivalent to the Mokim Oimit. So Rav Pope says that's good, and Rav Huna Bereid, Rav Yeshua says it's not good. Rav Pope Omar Mutter, Hochi Agmere Rachmona Lemoyshe, Loi Sifrei Tzrube. The halacha was that one should not be Poiretz Rube. As long as there's no Pirtze Rube, it is good. Rav Huna Bereid, Rav Yeshua Omar Osa, Hochi Agmere Rachmona Lemoyshe Gidoy Rube. That you need that Roiv should be Godo. The Dach Sachmir, there's a Meredike Diuk from the Loshen of Rav Pop and Rav Huna Bereid, Rav Yeshua. We had a Rishash and a Yudam at base that said a Seidistik Echilik between if you hold porutz ka oimed is mutter, or you need oimed meruba la porutz. There's a big difference. If you hold porutz ka oimed is mutter, it is not pshat that the porutz gets a teiris stime, that it's nistam. Why should it get a teiris stime? It's equal to the oimed. So why should it get a teiris stime? It doesn't get a teiris stime. It's still called pasuach, it's still called porutz, but it's not soiser the mechitza. The pirtze is not soiser the mechitza, but be'etzem it has a teiris pasuach. That is the halacha of porutz ka'imed muta, that the porutz is not mekalkel, but not that it has a din sosom. Oimed meruba la porutz, that is a different halacha. Oimed meruba la porutz means that the pirtze, since it's a miut, it's bottled to the oimid and it gets a din nista. Lamainaf gemine, if the lomdus is that it's not mekalkel, or if it gets a din nista. So the nafgemine is in the gemel, that yudah mebei says this bad. Yudah nafgemine is, if you'll have, let us say as follows, you'll have a pirtze an amo, and then you'll have a mechitza and amma. And then you'll have a pesach of 5 amas. So, there the Gemara says, you'll say, osi avira mahai gise mevatalai, that the avir of porutz ka'imid is bekoyach to be mevatal. If you'll have a pirza of an amma, and an oimid of an amma and a half, and then you'll have a Pesach of 5 amish. You don't say, oh, savira mahai gise mevatalei, because that's called nistam already. That is called nistam. So we see that porutz ka'imid means that the pirtze is not mekalkel. And therefore, he said, teira hochi agmere rachman ala moisha, loy sifrei tzrube. As long as roiv is not porutz, it's good. The pirtz is not mekalkel if it's not roiv. Ravuna said, the Torah said, faked, you have to be goyder rube, you have to be soysim roiv of the hekev. And the loch is if you soysim roiv of the hekev, so the whole hekev gets a loch like it's god. Al koponim, sai according to Ravuna, and sai according to Rav Pope, atzad ha-shova shebehem, if you have porutz meruba lo imid, it's zicha no good. But everyone is moidim. So the Rashba brings down here a kasha from the Rishonim by Pasei Berois. The halacha is that if you have pasim on all 4 corners, even though there's a pirtze bentayim of 10 amas, 13 1/3 amas, there is zicher porutz meruba al ha'imid. Va'af al pikein, the halacha is that it makes from a deraisa de kereshus harabim a deraisa de kereshus hayochid. So we see in Hilchis Mechitzes that Porutz Meruba Aloimid is also good. So the Rashba brings down on this kasha 2 terutzim. Terutz number 1 is, Kol Heiche Dehemet Pasin Bepeis. If on all 4 corners there are pasim, and Basim the Ritva is Moisef, and each pas is an Amo, a Shir Choshu, Ike Shem Dalad Mechitzes. So that's called that this area is Mukif with Dalad Mechitzes. So then the halacha is, then there's no psul of Porutz Ka'imet. If on the four payas, there are Mechitzes, which are an Ame long, so the corners are sealed, so Memele, so then there's no Chesom of Porutz Ka'imet. Our whole sugya, that is, we're speaking about, you need Oimed Meruba or Porutz Ka'imed, is Davke Shalai Hemet Payas. There's no Payas on all 4 sides. So then there's a halacha of Oimed Meruba or Porutz Ka'imed. That is Shitas HaTaisvis. He brings down a Raivet, a very Mechudishtike Raivet. The Raivet holds the Kasha Zamayodike Kasha. And the Raivet says, because of this kasha, mina teire porutz meruba lo oimed is also muta. Mina teire it's muta. That what we say, that hochi agmerei rachmone, that you need porutz ke oimed, or oimed meruba lo porutz, that's not mina teire. That's midarabono. This is only at the Rabbonon, the Kishayla. Fragt doch der Reibet, wenn es at the Rabbonon, mehr die Kereibet. So wenn es at the Rabbonon, so watch that, hoche agmerei rachmone, le moish, was ist hoche agmerei rachmone? She says, lefi, shekol hagzeirois, shasidem, chachomim, ligzer, nizgalu loy le moishe besinai. That all the gzeres were also nemro le moishe misinai. That's the ritvas moish, a fila masha talmud vosik osid lechadish is also nemro. So hochi agmerei rachmone. So the shaila is in the derabonon, what was the derabonon that was nigmar misinai? A poritz ke oimed or oimed meruba la poritz. Yeah. Zog the Gemara weiter. Tana, we hear in our Mishnah, v'lo ye pilza is yeseiris ala binyin. That the pilza should not be more than the binyin. Hoke binyin muta, aber weiss is if they're the same size. So it's mutter. Zog the Gemara loy teima hoke binyin mutter. Ala eima im binyin yeser al ha pirtze mutter. If binyin is yeser al ha pirtze, then it is mutter. Avol ke binyin mai osa. So what does it say in the Mishnah? It says as follows. In the Mishnah it says, you shouldn't have pilzois yiseiris ala binyin. Now the Mishnah means as follows. In binyin yeser ala pilzois. I hochi lisna lo yehei pilzois ki binyin. Kashe. So it's a kashe. The Mishnah really holds you need binyin yeser ala pilzois. In binyin yeser ala pilzois muta. Aber kebinyin kosher. V'loi yei pirtze shiseres al binyin, so the ritvus as kasher is not a tiyufte, because the Mishnah is only telling us the halacha that if it's poritz ke oimed, it's like pirtze shiseres al binyin. That means the pirtze is goida. The loshen is not to, the loshen is a bissel loidaye cases, but the Tana is telling you the lomdes. He's not telling you the practice, he's telling you the lomdus. That's how he learned pshat in the Mishnah. Aber it's a shtikl doichik. Zog the Gemara weiter. Let us see Rashi. Poetz koimet kolekev kulei osu keim. Agme rachman ala moishik dama bereish pirken mechitzes vehilcheisein aloch ala moishim isina. Zog the Gemara weiter. Toshma. Hamekare sukosoi bishpudim oi ba'aruchai samite. The person has, we have here a nice picture in the Perish Chai. Aruchei Samite are the sides of a bed. It's a keli. The Aruchei Samite, that's a Teres keli, it's Mekabel Tume. Ashpud is 216, this is 217. Mekare Sukosei. A person was Mekare Sukosei, Bishpudim Oy Baruchei Samite. So it says as follows. Im Yesh Revach, Beineyem kemoisam ksheire. Let us look at the picture 218. So if there is an equal amount of space between one aruch and the other aruch, and he filled that up with schach kosher, so memeila the din is out of this kosher. Yesh revach beineyem kemoisam ksheire. So what is so it's a kash and Rav Huna bereid Rav Yeshua. We see from the Gemara that the Gemara assumed for a dover poshet that the hilchis mechitza of poritz ka'oimed apply to the schach. The schach is also a mechitza. It's a mechitza lamailo. So the schach has to comply with all hilchis mechitzas. So if it says in the Mishnah that em yesh revach beinem kemoisam ksheire, so you see that Poritz Koimid is sufficient in Hilchus Mechitzes. And for the Gemara, Hoche b'mayeskinen kshenichnas v'yoytze. That what it says, kemoison, it doesn't mean it's mamish kemoison. It means that you could bring an aruches amita, third aruch amita between these two aruches, but you could slide it in and out. Now, in order to be able to slide a third aruche in and out between the two aruches, you have to have more space than the space of an aruche. Because Amsa Bamsa Lo Yosef. So Memela, so we have here a larger space in between. If we have here a larger space, so Memela, so, and then we fill this up with Schach. So Memela, so we have more Schach than Schach Posul. So Memela, we have Oymen Meruba Lapot. Let us see Rashi, the Vile. Shbudim Varuches Amita Psulim Lesachich Ben, Lefisha Kalim Hain, Kablin Tume. Asnan koldova mekabel tumbe in mesachechem boy. Im yesh ravach beinem kemoisom, lesachech sham beschach, there's a place in between, there's an area in between which you can put schach there, kosher. Al mepolitz koimed muta, dohoche posel ke kosheru. You have an equal amount of posel kosher, veshori, vekashen nami ho le ravune, he's also shver ravune. הדגמור גאמפת בניכנס ביועצה, שישפוד יוכל להיכנס ולעצה ברווח, שבינתיים. That the space in between is that השפוד could go in ברווח. והשת ברווח תפי משיר שפוד ואין להם מצומצם. So ממילא, that's the terror. So it's good. It's עומד מרובה לפורץ. פרק דגמור ואפשר לצמצם. Let us see Rashi. The Kasalke Daitoch, because the Makshin held now as follows. The Haida Kometarets Benichnes Vyoitse, Hori Kometarets. That means, Lucheiretz Ashtikel Doichik. It says, Im Yesh Revach Beinehem Kemoison. So Kemoison, literally speaking, means that the space in between is the same size as a Shput. That's the literal translation. So, but he said, no, speaking about that there's a larger space, there's a space, kemoisom means, nichnas v'yoytse. So, how could you say such a thing? So, kesalka daitach dahayda kemetaretz v'nichnas v'yoytse, ochi kemetaretz. The whole kemoisom, wherever it says kemoisom, it has to be v'nichnas v'yoytse. Dein derech letzamtze, because you can't be mitzamtze, mamish, you can't be mamish kemoisom. So you have to take the kemoisom with a grain of salt. I mean, that's the chalein verstehen. You can't be mitzamtze, dein derech letzamtze. Frag the Gemara, if that's your hechech, wo efshe letzamtze. It's possible. Olechavin shloyeloi revach yoise. Va'anan kemoisom tnatze, memele, your hechech became bottle. Your whole hechech was because people are not mitzamtzed. That's not a true hechech. So memele, if bottle a hechech is bottle, so memele, da mezog taka kamoisen is mamish. And for the Gemara, Omar Rabbi Ami b'madif. Let us see Rashi. Omar Rabbi mas nisin beloit simtzim. The Mishnah is speaking about he wasn't mitzamtzed. Elo b'madif revach yoise mishir shpudim. So the Ritva explains what is Pshat according to Rashi. That means that before he held, I have a hechech to say it's speaking about Madiv. It can't be speaking about Mamish Kamoison. So the Gemara asks, that is not true. There is no hechech because Efshel et Samson. So the Gemara says, good. So I'm saying it without a hechech. You're asking a kasha on me. You're asking a kasha on me, how did I learn Pshat in the Mishnah? I learn Pshat in the Mishnah b'madif. Kamoisa means you can take a kamoisa nichnas v'yoyse. It's not muchach, but that's how I learn Pshat in the Mishnah. You can't slug me up. Rava omar im hoye nesunim orev neisnin shesi, shesi neisnei orev. Zogt Rashi, im hoye shpudim nesunim shesi, let's see the picture 221. Im hayu shpudim nesunim shesi, if the shpudim were going vertically, neisne l'schach kosher orif, so you take the schach kosher and it goes horizontally. Afilu lehedif horevach, afilu the revach is takim mitzumtzim, ike schach kosher tvei. There's more schach kosher, the kiven the neisne orif, since he's putting it orif, he's putting it horizontally. So that means that the roish of the schach kosher has to rest on the two shpudim which are next to it. So Memela, if it is resting on the two Shpudim that is next to it. So we have over here, we have a Schach Kosher, that means the area in between is equal. And then we have a little of the Schach Kosher that is resting on the Schach Posel. So we have, in the area of the Schach Posel, we have some Schach Kosher also. So we have more Schach Kosher than Schach Posel. So the Shaila is, Kan Shaila Ben, so what is he, more Schach Kosher, but Lemais and Sichuch, you have the same amount. So what did we accomplish? So there's two ways how to learn Pshat and Rashi. Taisus understood Pshat and Rashi, and the Ritva says this is Pshat and Rashi, that it is a din bittel, that it becomes bottle. That since one is resting on the other, so the Schach Posel becomes, the chelik of the Schach Posel that is underneath the Schach Kosher becomes bottle to the Schach Kosher. I mean, in the Madgish, even though if you're standing inside the Sukkah, it seems that they're equal, because inside the Sukkah you don't see the chelik of the Schach Kosher that's resting on the Schach Posel, but if you'll stand on top, you'll see there's more Schach Posel than Schach Kosher. So Memele, so that shtickle that is covered by Schach Kosher becomes bottle. That's one Mahalach in Rashi. The Prime Godim in Tofrei Shlamet Aleph, the Sfas Emes Tachsamer seems to say this over here also, there's a Shittes Rav Yoh in Masechta Sukkah that says as follows. The Shittes Rav Yoh is, if you have a Kosher Sukkah, and you have over the Sukkah, 10 feet over the Sukkah, you have branches which are directly over the Sukkah. You have 5 branches which are over the Sukkah. And under the Sukkah is a Kosher Sukkah, is Tilsa Merube Mechamse. You have these 5 branches that are shading, that are putting shade on the Sukkah. So the Shittas Rav Yoh is that whatever of the Schach Kosher is Keneged, the branches, so it's command the lesser. So you take away this Schach Kosher, we assume that here we have Schach Posel. And the Lomdus of the Rav Yoh is beautiful. The Lomdus of the Rav Yoh is that which is closer to the sun is creating the tail. So that means, since the branches are above the Schach Kosher, so in this area, the Schach Kosher, which is directly underneath the branches, is not functioning at all. It is not creating any tail, because the rays of the sun are being blocked by the branches of the tree, which are higher up. So this Schach that is underneath it is not functioning at all. So it doesn't have a Teire Sichuch, so it's command the lesser. So the Sichuch on this area is the Schach Posel. So Merube Mide Teire Mide Peronius, so the same thing. If you'll have Schach Kosher, a little bit over the Schach Posel, so not als the din bittel we're speaking about over here. No, als the din that in this area the tail is coming from the Schach Kosher, since it's above the Schach Posel. So Memelo, we have Reib of the Sichuch, Reib of the tail, is coming from Schach Kosher, so that's why it's called Reib Schach Kosher. Agav Urche, in this tier that we have, as Rashi put it, Imhoye Shesi Noisnan Orev, Imhoye Noisnan, Imhoye Shesi Noisnan Orev, so Rashi explains that it's speaking about that the Schach is resting on the Shpudim. So the Mogen Avrom in an oath is Ma'oire, so it's a Maimit V'dover HaMekabel Tumeh. So you see, it's kosher. Niyesk sakashe. Others say that meikar adin it's posel maimed. You have enough in the Gemara that it's kosher. This is the Mogen Avrom sakashe. Now let us see Taisvis. Poritz kaimed zuk Taisvis. Mikan mashme the efshel etzamsem kite pirashti leel. You have also give poritz kaimed vice tois that is such a hechetim, so there should have to be a machloikis. Or else we wouldn't have the Sechatimse. Mi perik shayni de chulin, de muki kro, de tachas imoi, prat liyosem. It says, the hoye shivas yomim tachas imoi, so the Gemara darshins that the halacha, it's only kosher for a korban, if when the behemoth was born, it had a mother. It wasn't a yosem. It wasn't born a yosem. The tachas imoi prat li yosem. Now, what is called a yosem? Ze pirish lemise veze pirish lechaim. That b'shas the gemar leide. So the b'bas achas that with the gemar leide the mother died. So that's called the behemoth was born a yosem. So it's posel lakrov. The im ef shel tzamtzem. If you'll say it's ef shel tzamtzem, am I itzrich lemuutei? Why do you have to be mimayit yosem from this posik tachas imoy misveike hoyisi oiser dilma meise imoy v'hoda yelatoy? Maybe since it's yef shel tzamtzem, so maybe the mother died a minute early, and then there's another chason felt me yevolei v'havala yaitze doifim. So memeila sotaisu says lechayre. Besides our gemara, you have a different gemara. That you see Efshel Atzamtzim. And there you see Efshel Atzamtzim, Afilubi Dei Shemayim. So Taisa says, Ein Le Dagdik, the Shavkina Lekro, the Dochik Vitzach, Lashim Yobi, Eliyo, Viyoima. Could be, from that is no Rai. Could be, a person is not able to figure out if it's Yomitzum, Tzum, Nishmitzum, Tzum, Abu. The Pasuk was written, if Eliyo Novi will be around, so be able to tell us if it was born Ayos. Abu Vyesh Lovi Rai, Mi Perik Behima Mekashe, Kabibo the Hochu Bevorim Acheharoi. There the Gemara is a Shaila. The din is that if a Bukhair was born, the Bukhair gets Kedushas Bukhair after Leide. Now Leide is either Yotzer Reishoi, if it came out head first, or Yotzer Rubai, if it came out feet first. So the Gemara calls a Shaila, Kabibo the Hochu Bevorim Acheharoi. Do you go basaroy? So what is the shaila? The muki lok going sheyotzo chetzyoy, that half of the behemah exactly went out, b'roiv eiver, but this chetzyoy is roiv eiver. That means that, let's say that the roiv of the eiver is out already, and that made that half of the behemah is out. So the shaila of the gemara is, since roiv of the eiver is out, so I'm done, ki'ilu, the whole Eva went out, and if the whole Eva went out, so then the behemoth gets a dinyolut, because if the whole Eva went out, so memela, so then it's called that roiv of the behemoth went out. So it's a shayla, do you go basaroiv, don't you go basaroiv? So memela, the shayla is, if you don't go basaroiv, so it wasn't born yet, it didn't get kedushas p'chir. If you do go basaroiv, so it was born, it does get kedushas p'chir. Ve'im yafshel tzamtzem, ha'ika miboyloi, because maybe Roiv did go out if it's the Efshel Tzamtzim. So for that Gemara we see that Efshel Tzamtzim. Rashi Gores for Efshel Tzamtzim. Perish, even the Efshel Tzamtzim, since it's Efshel Tzamtzim, either the Gemara's Kasha was, Islola Meima, Kamoi, Soibavke. Koma, Oma Rebbe Yami Bemadiv, Kloi Masnissim, Beloi Tzimtzim. Chameisa diktoni b'yaitze v'nichnes. V'tayme, z'tayis v'zda'in ze sugyis ha-shas. The Gemara asked the Kasha that Hefshel Tzamtzim, so if it's Hefshel Tzamtzim, you have to say chameisa means mamish. So he answers him, Mishani b'madi v'nechoshis al-koshyosa. Yes, you got good Kasha, but z'madat m'nisht. We don't find this in Shas. V'oit Kasha. The perish bederov im hoye nesunim shasei neisnem orev bikes chach kosher tvei. So Taisus understood pshat that it becomes bottle. But peikama the suket nanga biyosu sukosei tachas ilam. If a person made a suket underneath a tree im hoye sichu harbe mehem, if you have roiv schach kosher oishe kotzut on ksheir, or he cut off the schach posel, so it's kosher. Umuki lo bigmore, that what roiv schach kosher is good. Is kshechoftam, you have to mix it up together. You were mashpul the anfeilam. Perish akuntrisham ksheirvon, that they were mixed up, ve'einiker eze posel ve'eze kosher. So you see, klo, that in order that there should be a din bittel, they need a din of ve'einiker. Ve'oid, a third kasha, the doichekud amiroi maske alibe de mandiom aporetz koimerosel. According to Rashi, the whole problem is going, if you hold Poritz ka'oimed, if your potskaimid is good, so there's no problem. So the mission is gewaldig. So the whole thing is going, if potskaimid is not good. So that my roim is saying, according to him, Eitzis, we don't pass like him. Maskali be the man in potskaimid also, do I kaimul anochi. But oi, do I posh besomach, imukinami be yaitse, be nichnas, gabi sheyor of efshel et samtsem. Bosom like lishni lerove ki hoche. Later we'll have the same thing by Shayore, and there you won't be able to say Rovas Teretz of or even Shesi. V'nirek yegirsis Rabbeinu Chananel. Rabbeinu Chananel had a different girsis. The girsis v'ho e'efshel le'tzamtzem. The kasha is gor anandere kasha. V'ho e'efshel le'tzamtzem she'yistoim kol ha'avir. The Gemara means to ask as follows. That, how did we learn the Mishnah? The Mishnah says, so if you hold Poretz Koimed is Mutter, so it means Kemoisan Mamish. So you have the same distance of Poretz like Oimed. So then the Gemara asked, the one about Yomot Poretz Koimed is no good. So he says it's Madib. So you have a little bit more. Fine. Frag the Gemara, Boyevshel Tzamtzam, whatever it is, if it's speaking about Poretz Koimed, or it's speaking about a little bit parts meruma alaymit, but you can't fill up the empty space exactly with schach, that there shouldn't be any avir between the schach and the shput. That means you can't fill it up mamish akirat, that there shouldn't be any space between the schach and the shput. So since there is a minute amount of space, so if it is speaking about poretz koimit, so let's take into consideration, you did not fill it up 100%. There's some avir there in between. Between the schach and the shput is a minute amount of avir. So memele, so we have the pirze, and then we have some avir, and this outnumbers the schach kosher. So memele toidach nisht. So that's not the Gemara's kasha. The goris boy evshel etzamtzem sheyistayim kol ha'avir. V'nim tzos akin, since you can't be soysim dol avir, nim tzoshen ha'kosha meruba ala avir v'al apostle. I have to look on my you. The kosha is zichen not more than the avir apostle. It's not even equivalent to it. O parich lekule yalme. O mishani ravami b'madiv. What's it b'madiv? So madiv means he put it over the schach. That means it is going over. It's not only filling up the space in between. He's covering a chelik of the schach also, the Aruch HaSamita also. So now there's no space in between the schach kosh and the avir, since he's covering a chelik of the schach posel also. Shabbat yistem kolav. V'rovam afilu tayim she'enei madif. So the pashas not Taisvis, it would seem, as it says in the Taisvis Arosh, that Take, it wasn't Madif, but in the Shesi and Orev, it is speaking about Mamish, it wasn't the Avir Bentayim, but so what supported it? So it was so tight together, that means the Shpudim were one. There was a kavuadik distance between one and the other. They were fast. So memele, he stuck in schach that the pressure alone between of the shpudim held it up. So if the pressure is holding it up, there's no avir between the schach and the shpudim. That is pressure. You don't even need madif. The first teretz of madif was that it overlapped the schach posel. The second teretz is, it doesn't have to overlap. It could be mamish filling up the gap in between. Now you ask the kash, it's impossible that there shouldn't be any avir. So that's if it's going in the same direction. So then mistome, there could be avir. But if it's going in the opposite direction, and the shpudim are holding it up, so there's was nistam kol avir. Avalein leforish tavke kinyizahani lerov avaloi b'madiv. The gods that do mala yadiv d'chol svarim garsin beikam the sukkah rova ma'afilu teima b'she'ine madiv. You shouldn't say that Rova said it's tavke by this case, that he was goyza by madiv, maybe a person will forget to be madiv, this therefore you have to make it tavke shesi v'orim. So Taisa says that's not true, because Rova in sukkah says afilu teima b'she'ine madiv, oba madiv is also good.